Special Testimonies for Ministers and Workers. Number 6. Danger in Hesitation. One of the dangers to which God's people will be exposed in the many delusions that are coming upon a world that has turned from the truth. These will be of such deceptive power that Christ declares, "If it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Our work now is to confirm our souls in the faith, that faith which is a working faith, which works by love and purifies the soul. Faith, living, active, working faith, we must have. Christ demands this of us. Verily, Christ hath need of us now to represent him. Not the cold, harsh, denunciatory, overbearing, and ruling power of the Prince of Darkness. Those who are Christ's friends will now do whatsoever he commands them. Stand, therefore, having on the whole armor, and having done all to stand. Let the soul temple be cleansed of prejudice, of that root of bitterness, hatred, whereby many are being defiled. Cling to the Mighty One. Communicate light to others with cheerful words and with courage in the Lord. Labor to diffuse that faith and confidence that has been your own consolation. Let it be heard from every lip and voice. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Some have been, and are still, refusing to put on the wedding garment. They still wear their citizen's dress and despise the garment woven in the loom of heaven, which is Christ, our righteousness. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Who are friends of Christ today? Do you feel an intense desire for the robe of Christ's righteousness? Are you sensible of the filthy rags of your own righteousness? Then let the truth come into your practical life. If you are friends of Christ, show it in words, in spirit. Manifest love to Jesus and love for the souls for whom Christ has died. The sentiments of truth are the elements that constitute a symmetrical Christian character. We are far, far from being Christians, which is to be Christ-like. We need the Holy Spirit's efficiency. God lives and reigns. The very reason that the Holy Spirit's manifestations were not accepted as precious tokens from God is that there was not a receiving of the grace of God. The Spirit of the Lord has been upon his messengers whom he has sent with light, precious light. But there were so many who had turned their faces away from the Sun of Righteousness that they saw not its bright beams. The Lord says of them, They have turned their back unto me, and not their face. There is need of seeking the Lord most earnestly.